From KQED Public Radio, this is Perspectives, a series of fresh and insightful commentaries by listeners like you. Each day, Perspectives helps to keep the public in public radio.
A quarter century ago, philosopher Alvin Toffler predicted that 21st century society would have its information and news customized to a person's wants and needs, thus making us less dependent on the morning paper and evening news. Toffler's notion has come to be called narrowcasting. The earliest manifestation of this was cable TV, which provides an array of channels dedicated to the one thing you want to watch whenever you want to watch it. The internet has taken narrowcasting even further. Sit on a beach with a smartphone, Google peanut butter, and in 0.2 seconds you'll get 22 million websites to read between sips of your Mai Tai. While Toffler predicted narrowcasting, he didn't foresee all of its consequences. There certainly have been rewards: more choice, a more informed society, a more level playing field between novice and expert. But true to its name, narrowcasting has also done just that: narrowed our point of view. After all, if you get your information from one place, be it Fox News, Barack Obama's podcast, or from a chat room full of people who've had similar experiences to you, you stand to miss differences, that all-important yin for your yang, which balances a debate, and something which many traditional broadcast outlets have been good at providing. When we shut out different points of view, we risk forgetting how to respect, even tolerate, disagreement. If you don't think this is happening, tune in to Bill O'Reilly or one of his clones and watch crude melodrama supersede civil discussion. Those who beg to differ have their ideas, and in some cases even they themselves, attacked as dangerous, irresponsible, and uninformed. Great TV ratings aside, isn't it more dangerous and irresponsible to censor disagreement? And are you really that much more informed when a pundit parrots back your own thoughts at you? So wherever you stand on an issue, work hard to think outside your own private bubble and make room for questions, doubt, and subtlety, qualities that keep us human and our debates humane. With a Perspective, I'm Dr. Rahul Parikh.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabracer, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabracer represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.